then, you know, going back to the email request, you know, why would it be an issue? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's an issue. I think at the end of the day, even if it's more white fans versus black fans, it's still fans. And I think that the word is still getting out. You know what I'm saying? Via hip hop.
Dead in hip hop conversations. Dead in hip hop conversations. Here with Night Wonder. What's good, homie? Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead End Hip Hop,
Insanity.
Be straight from the D, bring you the latest on the Hip Hop Minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop Conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
What up though, this B with the Hip Hop Minute. Make sure you check out for that Big Crit R4 the prequel. Also check out for that Consequence Movies on Demand 3 coming out June 14th. Sky Zoo, Great Debater, June 7th. Make sure y'all checking out. Actually, it's coming up this Tuesday, so make sure y'all check out for that, man. Jambling the house, man. Representing for real. Also, man, Black Thought, J Period, live at the Egoplex mixtape, man. Make sure y'all check out for that. For y'all Atlanta fans, y'all Jeezy fans, man, stand up, man. He giving y'all a prequel for TM103. Make sure y'all check out that mixtape you got with DJ Drama. The Real is back. Oh, man, what this man about to do, man?
Better get that Underground style, man. Y'all better get that shit. Under for Underground. Guys, because that's just who we are.
Golly, these knuckleheads, man. But, man, yo, if it's a specific topic you want us to talk about, man, make sure you hit up the Gmail, deadinhiphop@gmail.com, man.
What do you make of that? Now we're in a world where we don't support hip hop.
You think the internet got a lot to do with it?
Who is we?
I don't think it's the internet. I think it's laziness. I think there's a lot of reasons why. But we is being black folks. Like, why do black folks not support hip hop? Like, they might buy shit sometimes, but you never ever see them.
I know Modest Media made a good point though, saying that they lazy, they don't look for the good music, and we like agreed on that like 1,000%.
But they won't even come to shit that they listen to.
Right, right.
Like, that's true. Like, even when you look online and you look at fucking pictures of a Lil Wayne concert, they getting beat fucking 3-1 by Mike.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man.
I think the internet had a lot to do with it.
You think it's like the gift and the curse at the same time?
Yeah, I think it was like the gift and the curse, because the ease of just getting music. I remember back on 56K days, you know what I'm saying, with Napster. Downloading 2-3 songs take you 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? It just made
I think the internet is more of a curse, and that's a different topic.
Yeah.
But because I don't think it's been overly helpful. But I do think it does play a part in a lack of support from the African American community
towards.
I think it contributes. You get it for free.
No. But what does that have to do with them going to concerts? If you can get the music for free, then they should be putting the money into going to
the
show.
Well, the question is, how did they go to indie concerts back before then?
No, I'm not even talking about indie concerts. I'm talking about concerts, period.
Okay, so
I'm talking about concerts across the board.
So then how many times have they registered with concerts back before then that pop off?
I don't know.
So, yeah, I would have to listen to one of you guys.
So here's when I was in high school, right, when the Cotton Club was still over on Peachtree, they had a show where everyone from Hieroglyphics came out. Now, Hieroglyphics was pretty big back then, but they weren't major, but they were on, I think they were still on Jive at that point.
Yeah, they were known.
So they were big enough.
Yeah.
That concert was like 85% black. At least. Last time Hieroglyphics came, which was maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Might have been longer than that. Maybe been 5 years ago. They played at the Masquerade. Total flip-flop. At a good 75% white.
Do you think that's because of the venue?
No, I don't think it's because of the venue at all. I think, I'm not really exactly sure what's going on right now. Like, I don't know why the culture has changed the way it has.
So there's been a shift.
A total shift, yeah.
In hip-hop.
But where did the shift happen, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It had to
happen. If it went from 85% black to only 10% black, where did the shift, you know, like,
it's been
what
over happened? The past 10 years, but I just can't figure out why.
So when did... Okay, so we can pinpoint it about 10 years ago. So basically, okay, so because I think what we're doing, we're touching on, we had a request about this, about actually how the white America is taking a general interest, or a big interest in hip hop. And pretty much the couple of questions was, is it an issue, is it a non-issue, et cetera, et cetera. So, when you have a scenario where 10 plus years ago, you go to a concert and it's 85% black, and now 10 years later you go to a concert and the roles are reversed, what happened? Where did that shift?
I think there's a rap was going, it's the internet, man.
And also, how would that impact shows though?
So now
you have the internet. I have the music. I can listen to the music. Shit, I know good and damn well, since I didn't buy it, I can damn sure go to the concert.
Right.
So I don't think it should stop you from going to the concert.
I agree. It shouldn't stop you to going to the concert. I don't even know a reason why people, you know what I'm saying, don't support artists by going to concerts. You know what I'm saying? It could be a number of different reasons. Maybe, you know, like Modest Media said, maybe they're just lazy. Maybe they don't just want to get in their car, drive to a spot, pay for parking, or whatever, when I got the next best thing by listening to their music anyway. I got it for free. Why am I even going to pay for the concert when I got what I want to listen to for free anyway? And then, you know, going back to the email request, you know, why would it be an issue? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's an issue. I think at the end of the day, even if it's more white fans versus black fans, it's still fans. And I think that the word is still getting out. You know what I'm saying? Via hip-hop. You know, regardless, it doesn't matter the color of the ears. It just matters that it's ears that's paying attention to it.
When did Eminem come out?
Write that down. That was good. I like that. That was good.
When did Eminem come out? What year? Like, was it 90s?
That was like 90s. 90s. Well, officially 99. Yeah. But that EP came out in 96. The EP,
was
the
it
Infinite.
96?
Yeah, Infinite EP came out in 96.
When he hit the mainstream, it was around 99. Dr. Dre, Slim Shady.
Okay,
99. That was 99. That's when Slim Shady released in 99.
Nope. You don't think so?
What was you about to say?
No, I'm just saying, do you think that had anything to do with it? Do you think that.
The phenom of a white rapper has a lot to do with it.
Generate more interest from the white community to follow and listen to rap, or take a more general interest in rap? Because now they have somebody of likeness that they can look at and listen to.
They had that before. They had Beastie Boys. They had Third Base.
But Beastie Boys, they disappeared. They were huge.
They was like the white version of Run DMC.
They were still around in 99. They were still putting out good records in 99.
They had an album that came out. I liked it. I can't remember it.
I came in.
Ill Communication.
Communication.
Was it Ill Communication? That came out in 99?
That's a joint they had with Q-Tip.
Around 99.
No, it came out in 94.
We're talking about Beastie Boys, we have more of an older following.
Yeah. No, but, now, but you're saying that Eminem made it more comfortable for white people to accept hip hop.
Exactly.
But it was always like that. It could be a class issue where we are still the poorer of the races, so maybe we don't have the money to go out and go to concerts, and maybe that could be it. But that's like a cop-out, so that's like down here somewhere. The other one I'm thinking of is the entire culture around hip-hop has changed over the past, like, 15, 20 years, right? Like, it used to be kind of like a rebellious culture, right? Or anti-establishment culture.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So, but over the past however many years, it's not like that anymore. It's like hip-hop is totally safe now, to where when we were a kid, older people didn't understand. They're just like, what the fuck? This is
crap.
But now, everyone knows what hip-hop is. Fucking Sarah Palin's on TV talking about fucking...
It's at a whole different level now as far as...
Right. So that could be what it is that it's not so much that there's more acceptable white rappers that they can look up to. It's more so that hip-hop is now safe. There are no more public enemies, really, that are in your face, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, making you understand that there is a fucking struggle going on, right? There's no more of that that's on a mainstream level. There's no mainstream... The closest you have right now is fucking Common to a public enemy in the mainstream level. I don't want nobody to get that mixed up. On the mainstream level, we still have your underground rappers like Dead Prez and Immortal Tech that are fucking spitting knowledge,
but they don't have the exposure that someone like Common has. So when people talk about conscious rappers nowadays in mainstream, they're looking at Common.
So I even read some dumbass talking about fucking Kanye is about as political as it gets now, and that's fucking sad.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. Like, maybe that's what made it a little easier.
Who do we blame for that? Is
I mean, I don't really know if there's anybody to blame. Like, I don't want anyone to think that more white people coming to a concert is wrong. It's not. That's not even the issue. The issue is not more white people coming. I think that's great. The issue is, why are less black people coming? I think it's fucking awesome that I go to a concert and there's a gang of white people. I'm like, this is fucking cool. But then I look around and I'm like, I feel out of place. Because I'm like,
we did. What the? When we went to this Homeboy Sandman show, we was like,
yeah, you walked in. I'm like, am I at a Toby Keith concert? Like, there is no black people here.
Exactly.
You know, it's weird to me because, like, when like I said, when I was in high school and I went to concerts, I went to see House of Pain when I was in 96. There was a gang of black people there. Go see House of Pain. Well, if they got back together, go see House of Pain now. It's all white people.
So it is safer. It is accepted. Parents now understand a little bit more what hip hop is to a certain degree. So they would tolerate it a little bit more, not necessarily in the black community, but maybe more so in the white community.
Well, because I think that's another good point though, is, and I know this is really fucking weird, but what I've noticed, I can't say this is across the board, but what I've noticed is the white people tend to gravitate towards a certain type of hip hop, to where we stick with the other type of hip hop. And sadly, the other type is your fucking Waka Flockas or your coke rap. It's like Gucci Mane's, the mainstream Lil Wayne. Coke rap.
So we go to those concerts.
We'll go to those.
They spend $85 though.
Exactly.
We'll pay $85. They ain't gonna spend $8 to go see Homeboy Sandman.
Bump that. We won't spend $10 to go see Dead Prez.
Yeah. Right.
To where last time I saw Dead Prez, it was a good 65-75% white. And I'm like, wait a minute now. Now, it's great that you guys are here and you're listening to the message that Dead Prez is spitting out. But as fucked up as it sounds, they're not really spitting the message really for you. They're trying to get black people to wake up and be like, what the fuck is going on?
And then you see, and there's none of white people out there, and it's like, what
subject matter, though. Let's look at the subject matter of a Jay-Z or Kanye or Waka. Those particular guys that are a little bit more mainstream, what are they rhyming about? They're rhyming about materialistic things. Right. So, I think FIFO can speak, we've had conversations about this before, where when certain people that appreciate or like that music, it's like, it's a fantasy. It's like, we're gonna, because we don't necessarily have it. We live a realistic world day to day, which sometimes maybe some hip-hop, indie hip-hop, to have these visions of,
you got to think of where people grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the hood, they gravitate to that stuff because that's not their reality, but that's their fantasy to try to aspire to be that. They don't want to be the indie guy. They don't want to listen to that message, which is very sad. It's very sad. But they like that fantasy rap. They like, the Rick Rosses of the world. I like Rick Ross. I always say I'm a Rick Ross fan. Even though I take it for what it is. I know all that stuff he says. He that's not really him. But people that have nothing to look forward to every day, we live pretty comfortable. They don't want to hear other struggles. They want to hear fantasy stuff.
So bump conscious rap. Let's take conscious rap out of the play, right? Because I already know that when I go see Immortal Tech and when I go see, Dead Prez, ain't no black folks there. I'm not understanding why, but I'm past that. Whatever. But let's look at indie hip hop. Let's look at someone like Dell. When Dell plays, what does Dell rhyme about? Goofy shit like goofy shit like weed, and just being happy, having fun.
It's fun rap.
Ain't no black folks there either. But if you had a mainstream Dell, they would go to that.
And that's what I was gonna say. What does it be?
Corporate.
Yes, corporate. No. It's corporate. It's what they feed you.
That is not. Exactly. No, come on. Okay, no. Corporate is not telling black folks don't go to shows.
No, they're not. It's not that.
It may be the marketing message. Exactly. It may be the way things are presented.
It's how it's presented, man. When you got people that feel like they don't have anything, but they can achieve all this through rap, that's what they're gonna be. That's what they're gonna listen to.